One major recommendation of the Constitution Review Commission, which was accepted in government white paper, is the need for the president to pay tax. In the light of this, some have also suggested that the time has come for churches and other NGOs to be included in the tax net. Radio Ghana hits the street of Accra to sample public opinion on this suggestion.
I think that for Ghana to develop, churches must pay tax, because most of the pastors make a lot of money. Sometimes they try as much as possible to extort money from even the church members by using biblical intelligence to get money from their congregation, by raising funds, harvest, a lot of offerings, Kufiniyama, first service. I think they must pay tax to help the economy to grow.
They're supposed to pay. Yeah, I know they make money even more than a president, because sometimes most of the churches, they work from Monday to Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. I know most of the churches somewhere around Santa Maria, Soto, and those La Paz area, that they do serious churches throughout the week, so they're supposed to pay tax.
It is true that everyone has to pay tax, because that money is what is used to help develop the nation. Government has to also pay tax, but most especially churches must pay tax, since they make a lot of money. Some of these churches make as much as 9,000 Ghana cedis a day.
The reason why churches should not pay tax is because they pay pastors with the monies they get from the congregation. They also use some of these monies to take care of the church expenses. So there is no need for them to pay tax.
Well, those were views of some people on the need for churches to pay tax in Accra.